Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of renewing the mind. There's a lot of misunderstanding of what it means to renew the mind. It's way more than simply adding new information on top of old information. It's more than just reprogramming your mind with some Bible verses. It's changing your perception of reality so that you begin to see things the way God sees things, the way they really are. Renewing the mind is part of the process through which we fulfill our created purpose and destiny. We have been called to become sons and daughters of God who are conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:28-29 tell us this. We read those verses yesterday. Let me reread it. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ is your destiny. To be conformed to the image of Jesus means to be made like him in character and power, like him in holiness and love, like him in thought, word, and deed, a perfect son, a perfect daughter of God. You're still you, but you're the you that you were always meant to be, a son or daughter of God who is free from all the effects of sin in every part of your being and fully able to glorify God. We made this point yesterday. God's purpose in salvation is transformational, to transform sinners into sons like Jesus, to turn unrighteous sinners into holy, righteous men and women who express the glory of God to the world around them, as did Jesus. Renewing the mind is a key part of that process. When you're born again, the life of God comes into your spirit and makes you a literal son by birth. It changes your nature from unholy to holy, from unrighteous to righteous. We'll discuss that in more detail in upcoming lessons. But those marvelous changes on the inside have to come out through your mind, emotions, and body to be expressed to the world around you. Your mind, emotions, and body were not directly affected by the new birth. Your body must be brought under control, and your mind must be renewed. It's part of the process of fulfilling your created purpose and destiny. Now, we left off yesterday saying that being conformed to the image of Christ is a supernatural process accomplished by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. It does not happen automatically. You have to intelligently cooperate with God. And we left off making reference to the churches in Galatia. Paul established a number of churches in the Roman province of Galatia, what is today Turkey, modern-day Turkey. And those people were being adversely affected by false teachers who had persuaded them, many of them, that they had to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses to be saved. And Paul was greatly concerned. He wrote to them, "My little children, of whom I travail again in birth until Christ be formed again, or until Christ be formed in you." The Amplified Bible says, "I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely and permanently formed and molded within you." The 20th century says, "Till a likeness of Christ shall have been formed in you." The New English Bible says, "Until you take the shape of Christ." Until Christ be formed in you, that word formed is morpho, to form or to fashion. It's that same root that we've been looking at this week. I'm not trying to impress you with Greek. I want you to understand that be transformed by the renewing of your mind, be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, be formed until Christ be formed in you. It all comes from the same root word in the Greek. It means more than just learning some Bible verses. It means a transformation, a supernatural transformation. Now, Paul's instructions to Christians, as we read the epistles he wrote, his instruction to Christians was to take on outwardly the inward changes in their spirit because of the new birth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, I'm reading out of the Amplified. It says, "And put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness." See, if you're born again, the man on the inside, your spirit, has been transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. You have a new nature. The Amplified calls it the regenerate self, or the part of you that's been regenerated. You were dead, now you're alive. You were a sinner, now you're a saint. You were unrighteous, now you're righteous. Put on the new nature, or take on outwardly the effects of that new nature. And then this verse goes on to say that new nature is created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. Well, that makes sense. God made men in his image and in his likeness, we're told in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. But that image has been damaged through sin. Through the fall of Adam, we all became partakers of the nature of the devil, and our minds were darkened and cut off from the life of God, and our bodies became the instruments of sin. Well, now God is restoring us to the image that he had in mind, us free from sin and its effects in every part of our being. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 says, "And have clothed yourselves with the new spiritual self, which is even in the process of being renewed and remolded into fuller and more perfect knowledge upon knowledge after the image, the likeness of him who created it." See, there's an inward change that is supposed to show up outwardly in our mind, emotions, and bodies as we grow in the knowledge of God. We've made the statement that a renewed mind sees reality as it truly is. Well, this is reality. Let me put it in a statement for you. This is reality. Your purpose is to become God's son or daughter through faith in Christ and then be conformed to the image of Christ. That means to share his likeness inwardly and to be molded into that same image. See, that's reality. That's your purpose. Everybody wants to know their purpose, their destiny, and what their meaning is. What job should I have? What career path should I follow? What ministry should I have? I'm not knocking any of those things, but that's not your ultimate destiny. That's just your purpose right now in this life, in time. That's actually your second purpose. Your created purpose is to be God's son or daughter and then be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, to be made like him in holiness and power, in character and in love. See, if you don't understand that, even though you're sincere, you could be acting at cross purposes with God. God is much more interested in you learning to treat people in a Christ-like way than he is in whether or not you get a promotion at your job or drive a big new car. Let me say that again, because this is contrary to a lot of popular preaching today. God is much more interested in you learning to treat people in a Christ-like way than he is in whether or not you get a promotion at your job or drive a big new car. Why? Because that's your destiny, to be his son or daughter and then be made like Jesus in character and in power, in holiness and love. A renewed mind sees reality as Jesus in his humanity did when he was on this earth. We'll discuss this in more detail. It's not right now in this part of the series. We're a ways away from it. But a renewed mind sees reality as Jesus in his humanity did when he was on this earth. Let me read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. It says, "Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." That's the Amplified. Beck's translation says, "Think just as Christ Jesus thought." There's lots in this passage we're not going to deal with right now. It'll be a while before we get there. But notice one major point. In this passage, we're told clearly that Jesus humbled himself and obeyed his Father. his attitude was, not my will, but yours. That has to be our attitude as well. If that's not your attitude in everything, your mind hasn't been fully renewed. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12. Let me read it out of the Amplified. It says, so that we who first hoped in Christ, who first put our confidence in him, have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. That's your destiny, friend, to live for the praise of his glory. Now, full conformity to the image of Jesus Christ is a process, and we'll discuss that more fully in later lessons, but consider these brief points for a moment. There is a past, present, and future aspect, as well as immediate and progressive aspects to being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. There's a past, present, and future aspect, as well as immediate and progressive aspects to being conformed to the image of Christ. It begins at the new birth, when our spirit is united to the life in Jesus, as truly as a branch is joined to a vine, and we are conformed to his image in our spirit. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, as he is in this world, so are we. Well, that can't possibly be talking about our behavior or our thoughts or our emotions, because they don't always match Jesus's. It's talking about the inward change through the new birth. As he is in this world, so are we. On the inside, you're wall-to-wall Jesus, fully conformed to the image of Jesus in your spirit. This process of conformity to the image of Jesus Christ will be completed in connection with the second coming of Jesus to this earth, when our body is transformed and conformed to his image at the resurrection of the dead. Our bodies will be glorified or made alive like his resurrected body. And then there is a present ongoing aspect to being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. As we cooperate with God's word and his spirit, our soul, which is our mental and emotional faculties, can become increasingly Christ-like or conformed to his image in this life. Now, it's important to understand that God deals with you on the basis of the part that is finished, your recreated spirit. We're fully God's holy, righteous sons and daughters through the new birth, but we're not yet fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ or Christ-like in every part of our being. But he who has begun a good work in us will complete us. And he now deals with us as sons who will one day be fully perfect like his perfect son. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.